In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. Brothers and sisters, Christian life is truly amazing. What has God done for us? He has commanded the light to shine out of the darkness. He shined it in our hearts, so that the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ might be manifest to us. So says the Apostle Paul. And it is interesting that on this Sunday, that is after the exaltation of the cross, this epistle by the Apostle is about the cross. Certainly the readings after the Sunday of the cross are all about the cross. And even the gospel for this Sunday, which is just the 15th Sunday after Pentecost, unrelated necessarily to the Feast of the Cross, has a reference to the cross. It's all about the cross today. In order to be saved, you must know things, you must have knowledge. The light shines out of the darkness. But that's light shining, but not internal to us, external. But the Lord wants to give us the light of knowledge of the glory of God internally within us, so that we would know God. Those who know me pretty well know that probably my favorite definition of salvation is that they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. This is basically that definition. To know God is to be saved. But in knowing God, in the process of knowing God, much needs to change in us. Now, it's a glorious thing. The light of knowledge of God is being shed into our hearts, is within us. And yet, the Apostle then immediately says, what does he say? We have this treasure in earthen vessels, so that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. So that we don't become proud, we don't think it's of our doing. Because anything that we do on our own is certain to fail. Then he speaks of the various troubles of life. He's speaking as an apostle, but also these things apply to us. We're troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We're perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. All these things. And you could add other things. We have difficulties in our families. We have sins that we have in our lives that we cannot conquer at the moment. We fall into despair. Life is very difficult. We become very tired. There's a whole litany of things that beset us as earthen vessels. And then he immediately gives why we are not in despair when we're perplexed. Why, when we're troubled, we're not distressed. He says, we are always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be manifest in our body. This is the way of the cross. In another place in the gospel, or in another reading today, it says, whosoever will come up after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life will lose it. Whosoever will lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save us. Save it. And in the epistle, the other epistle, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. These are all saying the same thing. This is the way to live your life. To be crucified with Christ, to live the way of the cross, to take up your cross, to bear about in your body the dying of the Lord Jesus, they are all saying the same thing. And this is the solution to your problems. To be persecuted but not forsaken, to be troubled on every side and yet not distressed. All of us will have troubles. Don't all of us want to escape these troubles? Don't all of us want to be perplexed but not be in despair? The solution is here. It's the way of the cross. The way of the cross is to bear about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus. What does this mean? What kind of death is this? Death to our sins. Death to our passions. Death to our self-interest. Death to that which leads to death. And life in us that leads to life. To become like Christ. This is the solution to our life. It's really pretty simple. And yes, it's hard to apply. Because we are earthen vessels. But don't despair. The apostle says it right out. We're earthen vessels. I've talked to you many times about that cognitive dissonance that's in our life. All the great promises that God gives. All these things that we hear about and see in the saints and in the scriptures. And yet our lives are mundane and ordinary and mediocre. And sometimes worse. Because we're earthen vessels. But there is a solution to this problem. And the solution is to take up your cross. To follow the way of the Lord. Now the way of the cross is not just to... is not a way of death, it's a way of life. And when we speak of the way of the cross, we're not speaking of the Lord's exploit when He was crucified. We're talking about His entire life. Because His entire life, He was on the way to the cross. So should we. We must crucify the right things. Crucify those things which are not in keeping with the commandments. Crucify our selfishness. Crucify our passions. Crucify our sins. But there has to be a reason for this. I always try to find a reason for doing things, don't you? If you don't have a reason for doing something, you're going to stop doing it. Anything. Anything in life. If you don't have a reason, you're going to stop doing it eventually. It's going to morph into something else. You're going to forget about it. You're going to abandon it. You're going to get bored with it. It's going to be too difficult. If you don't have a reason for anything, you won't do it. We have a reason to fight against our sins. We have a reason to follow the commandments. We have a reason to fast. We have a reason to pray. We have a reason to turn the other cheek even though we want to smack that person. We have a reason to not return evil for evil. Because the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ is being put into our hearts. But it won't glow in a heart that is dirty and unclean. Christ will only go to His own. He will recognize those who are like Him. He took up His cross, so we must take up our cross. Otherwise, we won't be like Him. Brothers and sisters, there's always a reason to do good. Because that's the only way to have happiness. I've been thinking lately a lot about some things. I'm now going to work one day a week back as an RN, taking care of a very, very sick child who is sick because of sin. And not the child's sin. We'll never recover. And it's hard to make any sense out of it. Why did this happen? It's hard to make sense out of the evil in the world, much less the evil in my heart. It's hard to figure it out. I don't know of any other solution except one, and that is that I can do good, that I can be good, that I can have the light of Christ in my heart. The same for each one of you. That's the only solution in life. Taking up the cross is not an act of mortification as much as it is an act of living according to truth. If you think only of the taking up of the cross in the Christian way and the fasting and the prayer and other things as these difficult tasks that you must do or else, then you don't understand the way of the cross. Jesus Christ took up the cross willingly, gladly. As a man, He was afraid. We saw that just beforehand when He was praying in the garden. Only someone insane would not be afraid. But he was glad, because it was the right way. It was the right thing to do. He had a task, he had a purpose, and he was fulfilling it. So it should be with us. We do right because it is what leads to true happiness. So when you're perplexed, when you're despondent, when whatever in life is assailing you and it feels like too much, look into yourself and ask yourself, why should I do the things that God tells me to do? What should I do now? I should do the things that God tells me to do, the commandments, because they are life. And because if I do them, then I will come to a place and a time when the light of Christ is in my heart to such an extent that I will no longer be afraid, be in pain, be sad. That's a worthwhile objective. And the only way to obtain it is by the way of the cross. May God help us to follow this way. Amen.